What's up, everybody? This is the Alpha Dog, the always immortal AJ Laster, and welcome to a brand new episode of the Anything Goes podcast. I want to apologize to any of my listeners who are expecting to hear this episode right after the sixth one, but I've been busy with my job. I had a job, but now I no longer have it due to unseen for circumstances that will not be mentioned in this. I would like to thank my sponsor, Anchor, for supporting me through these times, through these hard times, through the quarantine times, or as we like to call it, the pandemic era of the future. Now, in the past, I've talked about many things. I've talked about race. I've talked about equality, but I've also talked about random shit. I've talked about freaking Batman. Hell, all the way back to the first episode, I even talked about how the world is adjusting or trying to adjust to the current situation we're in, the coronavirus. But now, with this episode, which is not a sequel to episode 6, A Step Too Far, which was about the police brutality and the murder of George Floyd, or anything like that. I wouldn't consider this a sequel episode, so be prepared. Tonight's episode will be about, well, pretty much, it's about racial profiling. Everybody goes through it. Native Americans go through it. They're called savages because of their heritage. Whites are considered racist for the way that they treated African Americans in the past. And who's to say that white people were the problem back then? It was certain white people that were the problem. That was then, this is now. And of course, I also want to talk about how people don't see the real problem here. The race war, due to the death of George Floyd, has only just begun. And by the way it's looking, it has no chance of stopping at any time. When it comes to the racial profiling, you guys are the ones who are making yourselves look bad. These guys are the ones making themselves look bad. The rioters, the protesters who believe that destroying their hometown is right. That's the right thing to do. Yeah, they believe it's the right thing to do. But in my unbiased opinion, destroying your hometown just proves to everyone else that you are the stereotype that they believe you are. That you're nothing but a bunch of violent psychopaths who will throw a temper tantrum until you get what you want. And of course, there's also, when I talk about racial profiling, I'm not just talking about whites. I'm not just talking about Native Americans. I'm talking about the blacks, the African Americans, who are perceived as thugs, drug dealers, when some are actually out there trying to make the world a better place. Some have actually adapted or taken on that the stereotype of the thug, the gangster, without precaution, because that's how they were raised. Me, I was raised in an all-black neighborhood. I was raised in a ghetto trailer park when I was a kid, and I saw firsthand some African Americans are not who you perceive them to be. Not all white people are a bunch of rednecks who sit around drinking beer in front of a bonfire fucking their cousins and saluting the rebel flag, the Confederate flag, the Confederate battle flag as the one true flag. Or white people believing that Trump is going to be the one to save us all. Believe me, I don't like it as much as the next person. I don't like being called a racist for my views. Same as African Americans don't like being called racist themselves for their views, for the way they see the world. The way the world is right now, I hate to break it to everybody in the world, but we are all a bunch of racists, whether we want to admit it or not. I don't like calling myself a racist because I believe that we all bleed the same color. We may be different on the outside. We may have a different skin color. We may have had a different upbringing from each other. But the one thing's for sure, we may be different on the outside, but we're all the same on the inside. We all bleed red. But some people don't see it that way. You call somebody a racial slur. You call a black man, an African-American man, an African-American woman, or an African-American child the derogatory names that are out there right now. I don't feel comfortable saying them. And they're going to take offense to that. Just like when an African-American calls a white man a honky, a redneck, a former slave owner, or any other racial slur that's out there, which I am not familiar with, but they're out there. Just like the African, the Chinese and the Japanese are called chinks. Now that word right there, the one I just said, that is something I don't like to say. I may get in trouble for saying it, but every Asian American and Asians living out in China and Japan or Asia or Korea or North Korea know this slur all too well. They don't like hearing it as much as they don't like people saying it. Or how about racist? There are racist people out there who tell African Americans, go back to Africa, when in reality, they were actually born in the United States. You've got to be one of the most backwards jackasses to believe that your way is the right way. Nobody's way is the right way. Of course, the race war between whites and blacks, the Black Lives Matter, the All Lives Matter, Police Lives Matter. Yes, I agree, All Lives Matter. I've said that before in a previous podcast, in a previous episode. But in my honest opinion, I believe that yes, black lives do matter as much as everybody else's does. Yeah, George Floyd did not deserve to die from a black, from a white man, several white men, and one Asian American who believed that they were doing the right thing when they knew damn well they weren't. These assholes started a movement, which is not going away anytime soon. But these Black Lives Matter protesters are taking it a step too far by destroying monuments that have been around, well, since the Confederacy started, over 120 years ago. Or probably more longer than that, I don't know. I was not a good person in English. I didn't study history. Sorry, I didn't mean to say English. I was not a good person when it came to studying history. And that's another thing about history. When you say that something is a part of your history, nobody's denying you that fact. Yes, if it's a part of your history, it's a part of your history. It's a part of your family. But you don't have to show it off everywhere you go. If you're Mexican, you don't have to be the stereotype that people perceive you to be. If you're white, you don't have to ride around in pickup trucks, jacked up, blasting country music with the rebel flag flying out of the back of your truck. Because they will perceive you as a stereotype that you want them to believe that you are. African Americans don't have to ride in low cars with their seats leaned back, blasting their rap music, trying to be intimidating. Yes, there are African Americans out there who are more intimidating, who are more dangerous. Those are actual thugs and gangsters. And believe me, those are the kinds of African Americans you don't want to fuck with. I never want to fuck with them myself. That's why I try to stay away from them as much as possible. But of course, I also teach my daughter, my young daughter, that we're all the same. That, like I said a moment ago, no matter what color we are, whether we're white, black, whether we're African American, Caucasian, Mexican, Chinese, American, Mexican American, we're all the same color. In my daughter's eyes, she does not see race. If the world could see the world through a child's eyes, maybe, just maybe, the world would be a better place. But people want to keep bringing up history. The past. They want to keep bringing up the past. There's a reason why they call it the past. It's because that's where it belongs. If you keep relying on the past to solve your problems, you're never going to get out of that rut. I don't like talking about things like this, but I figured that this would be a hot button issue. People see race as a way to start a war in our own country. You want to profile somebody because you think that just because they're wearing something that offends you, it's going to hurt you or it's going to hurt them. And you try to warn them, hey, you may want to take that off. You could get hurt around here. Like, I watched this little clip from this ABC show called What Would You Do? And it showed this white man, this elderly white man, wearing a jacket with a Confederate battle flag on his back. And they kept bringing up the fact that that flag stands for racism. Yes, some can't. You can perceive the battle flag any way you want it. Any way you want. People perceive it as heritage. Others perceive it as racism. which right now, most states in the South have already taken down any flags that resemble, that have the Confederate battle flag on it, the Confederate battle symbol. And here's the thing, like I said, I never paid much attention to history when I was in school, but I did read up on some stuff about the Confederate battle flag. And it turns out that several African Americans, yes, several African Americans actually fought in the Civil War for the Confederacy. I've even seen pictures of guys, like actual modern day African Americans, wearing the Confederate battle flag as clothes. A jean jacket suit. A jean suit that looked like the Confederate battle flag. And yet, people want to perceive this flag as a sign of racism, of a symbol of slavery. Yes, some morons out there, also known as KKK, believe that this is their symbol, that this is their logo, as a sign of a race war, that this will be the symbol of racism and hatred. Yeah, we're living in a world full of hate. And honestly, I hate it. Living in a world full of hate makes me sick to my stomach. Recently, I've started learning how to control my anger because I don't like getting angry. Because getting angry makes no damn sense whatsoever. I've even started meditating to try to calm my nerves, to calm myself down, even after I lost my job. Which, if anybody's wondering, yes, I am looking for another job. I'm not going to stay home 24 hours a day. But anyway, even after I lost my job, I meditated. I calmed down, and I just let it go. I hated my supervisor for doing this to me because, to be honest with you, my supervisor wanted me gone. He didn't like the fact that I took care of my family. All because he wanted more hours. And yet, he treated all the other workers like they were his own kids. He gave them special treatment. If they were late, or if they, I don't know, if they were late or they chose not to come in and come back the next night, he didn't say a word. But when it came to me, he singled me out. It was mainly because, yeah, I had a bad habit of missing days, but it wasn't my fault. People can perceive it as my fault, but it's not. Now, that's what I mean when it comes to the profiling. This wasn't racial profiling. This is a type of profiling called singling out. Single out the one person you believe is the weak link, and I was not the weak link. It was somebody else. And hell, there was actually somebody in Ashley Furniture who is now no longer working there, due to an incident that happened at Ashley Furniture last night, which I'll not go into detail about that, because that's a personal problem between Ashley's and the town of Ripley, Mississippi. But this guy here tried to get me fired. Had been trying to get me fired since I had came back. Like, why haven't they fired you? You don't need to work here. Well, guess what? Yeah, I got fired. I got terminated. But what you don't realize is I got a second chance to make things right. Which is why I say when it comes to the racial profiling, everybody gets a second chance at making things right. But I wouldn't perceive it as a second chance. I would perceive this as a last chance. Because with all the racial profiling, with all the fighting and the shootings and the killings, this is our last chance. Because we're showing other countries that we're willing to start a war over anything. That we're willing to start a war over a man's death. And of course, also the racial profiling has actually gotten onto social media. Now, I know I've said a lot of things about the Confederate flag. Here's the thing. My wife, my beautiful wife, got profiled by a man who wasn't even supposed to be on there. My wife was trying to sell our son's old crib that he does not use anymore. Because he sleeps in a big boy bed now. And when she took the picture, our Confederate flag that we have had for about 6-7 months now was brought up. Saying it was built by racist hands. And this dude, he kept egging it on, saying that these kids are going to, our kids, my kids, are going to grow up and be hate-filled little assholes who don't know the meaning between love and hate and right and wrong. Well, I didn't get the chance to get to this asshole because a friend of mine got to this inconsiderate jackass before I could and told him to leave this family alone. Nobody gives a flying fuck what you have to say. You have your own opinion, but nobody gives a fuck. Now, this is what happens when you go after somebody's family. You don't do it over the fact that somebody's got a Confederate flag hanging on their wall or flying off their porch. I don't do it. And hell, my kids won't do it. My daughter won't do it because, like I said, she doesn't see hate. She sees love. Sure, she's a mean little sack of bird dung, which I'm not saying that to be mean to her. I actually love my daughter. She is actually the meanest little thing you'll ever see. But she's also a love-filled little girl. Like, I took her to Walmart. We took her to Walmart in New Albany, and she saw a little girl, a little African-American girl, wearing a dress similar to hers, but she wore a Frozen Elsa dress, and the little African-American girl was wearing a dress like Anna. And my daughter smiled at her and waved to her, telling her hi. And the little girl looked right at her and said hi back. Now, what I've been saying all night, well, pretty much for the past 24 minutes, is, like I said earlier, if the world could see itself through a child's eyes, the world would be a better place, but they choose not to. Like Another example of the racial profiling thing. I saw this post of this young boy named Cannon who was just riding his bicycle up and down the road, and this man, this African-American man, just walked up to him and just point-blank shot him in the head. And of course, that's not what shocked me. Of course, yeah, the shocking part was the kid having his life taken away too damn soon. But what shocked me was the comments that were left, saying that his little white privileged tail got his brains blown out everywhere and he deserved it. And other people saying that nobody should feel sorry for this kid because this is technically our revenge, so go ahead and cry to your mama. It's gotten to the point where young children are getting caught in the crossfire. You want to go ahead. If you don't want to hear what I have to say here, then I suggest you turn off this episode and go listen to something else. Go watch something else. Go play a video game or something. But if you want to hear what I have to say, I appreciate you for sticking around. Any man, no matter what color you are, you want to shoot an innocent child in the head, point blank, and have people praise what you did? There is a special kind of place in hell for people like you. And as I would have figured, the kid did not deserve to die. You, my moronic jackass, you deserve to rot in prison for the rest of your fucking life. And I believe that your little, that the little pricks who commented saying that the kid got what he deserved because of white privilege, you motherfuckers don't even deserve to have kids. You don't deserve love. And believe me, this goes against everything I believe in. If you have that much hate in your heart for the fact that a kid, a young kid, was shot, then I suggest you take a good long look at yourself in the mirror, because you're living out the stereotype of a certain type of racism in America. And like I said, racism is everywhere. It's in all of us. And I hear a lot of people say, oh, black people can't be racist. Well, technically they can. Because here's the thing, racism runs both ways. You can say racism is only a one-way street, but no, it's actually a two-way street. It's actually a fucking highway straight to hell for anyone who goes down that road. And I read about this guy, I just found out his name. This shit actually happened out in fucking North Carolina. The man named Darius Sessoms, who is 25 years old. And I just found out, I just read online, that this inconsiderate jackass is actually going to serve fucking time. He's been arrested and charged with the first degree murder of this young boy whose life was taken too damn soon. And he deserves everything he's got coming to him. And to the family of the child, who they identified as Cannon Hennett, like I said, his name is Cannon, You're in everybody's prayers. No matter if you're white, if they're white, black, Native American, Asian American. You're in all our prayers. And I hope that you guys can get through this. And like I said, this inconsiderate fuck I hope his ass rots in prison for the rest of his life. And like I said about the two jackasses who commented that this little white boy got what he deserved. Karma's a bitch. No child in this racial profiling world deserves to go out the way this kid did. Point blank range. This kid, all this kid was doing was riding his bike in his neighborhood. The kid was only 5 years old. Nobody knows why this guy did it. So, hell. But anyway, back to the topic at hand. With that being said, back to the topic at hand. The racism in this world, like I just discussed, is never going away. Not unless we're willing to change. We're all racial profiled. We're all in the same boat. You see a black man trying to get into his car, and you automatically assume that he's stealing somebody else's car. A nice car. Like, say, a nice Lexus. Or a brand new Chevy. Or you see a man with a African-American man with a nice house. Or living in a nice neighborhood, and you assume that he doesn't live there because of your white privilege. But of course, there's also the other way around, African Americans believing that white people don't give a flying fuck about African Americans. Well, this podcaster here believes that Black Lives Matter. And I actually do give a fuck about what's going on. White people don't deserve to die. Black people don't deserve to die. All other races don't deserve to die. Especially when we're living in this pandemic era. That's what I'm calling this. The pandemic era. The pandemic century. 2020 has been nothing but a shit show. And racial profiling and racism is at the top of the list. People are dying more from, whites and African Americans are dying more from beating the hell out of each other and killing each other than this coronavirus ever could. And honestly, if you believe you're right, then believe you're right. Just don't go around bragging about it. If you believe you have white privilege, you have white privilege. Don't go around bragging about it. And don't go showing it off to people. Nobody gives a fuck about your white privilege. Nobody gives a fuck about black privilege. Nobody gives a fuck about any kind of privilege. Because we're all the same. We're all in the same damn boat. We're all on the same damn train, heading for a collision course with something that's far worse. And I hate, and I hate using the word hate. I hate to say this, but if we don't straighten up, we're all going straight to hell. Unless you repent. And the ones who repent will go to heaven. The ones who don't are going to meet evil itself. If you think you're bad, if you think you're a real gangster, wait till you get to hell and meet bad himself. Now, I did get a little serious a moment ago with this, with that jackass who killed the 5-year-old named Cannon. And no, I'm not dedicating this episode to him because, well, technically I would. I'll actually dedicate this episode to anybody who's been unjustly killed this year due to senseless violence and racial profiling and racism as a whole. I don't like talking about race. I don't. Talking about racism, it really irks me. It gets under my skin. I'm not a hateful person. I'm not a racist person like most people would perceive me to be. Because I know we all bleed on the inside. We're all the same on the inside. We all have the same blood, the same organs. No matter if we're male or female, we're all the same. And I really honestly can't believe I'm actually having this kind of conversation. Because it's a hot button issue, like I've constantly said. Usually when I get serious like this, I completely forget where I should go towards the end of said episode. Which I've already said the episode was titled "The Profiles, the Word." Well, if I hadn't said it already, I'm saying it now. The profile is the word. It's the word of the day, or better yet, it's the word of the century. And most people just don't see it. Most people think they're in the right, but they're not. When will people understand? When will people get it through their thick fucking skulls that racism is not the answer? That shooting your fellow man or your fellow woman is not the answer. Beating the hell out of somebody in the middle of a street is not the answer. Or destroying your hometown over two to three deaths is not the answer. just take this to light? The answer to all of this, the answer, the solution to ending all of this is staring you right in your face. Especially if you're a parent. Look at your kids. Look at how you're raising them. And you'll see how to solve this racial profiling and the racism in the world. I mean, hell. If Joe Biden actually wins this upcoming election, he will be the first president with a female vice president. The first black female African American vice president. And I believe, I wish them the best of luck in their campaign run. I even, believe it or not, wish Donald Trump the best of luck in his campaign trail. Even if Donald Trump's the biggest idiot in the world, especially for trying to ban TikTok, a freaking app, because kids are out there making jokes about him. So, my final thought on tonight's episode. To be honest with you, if the racism is not going to go away, then something's got to be done about the riots. Something's got to be done. If they can't find a peaceful way to end this, then how are they going to end it? Everybody has their own beliefs on how the world should be. Some people believe it should be an equal country. And there are some racist jackasses out there who believe that this country should be an all-white utopia. We either learn to live together, or we continue fighting each other until there's nothing left. It has literally become survival of the fittest. It's the survival of the races. It's survival of the ethnicity of the United States. And the last ethnicity standing will most likely be the dominant ethnicity. And of course, you best believe that everyone's going to be gunning for each other. But if we learn to get along with each other and see the world like children do, maybe this world could be a better place. Maybe we can show the other countries that we can actually go without trying to start a war or starting something that does not need to be started. Because if you risk killing thousands, yet millions or billions of people to prove your point, then there's no point in you being in the position that you are. Because you're just as bad as the ones who racially profile the other. And of course, like I said in the middle of this episode, to the family of this young child, Cannon, my thoughts and prayers and my condolences go to your family, kid. Your life was cut too short. And when you, since you've already met God, just tell him that not everybody is bad. That not everybody has a bad heart. That everybody deserves a second chance. That everybody deserves one more chance. With that being said, this has been the Return of the Anything Goes podcast, episode 7. If you got anything, if you got any subjects for me to talk about, message me on Facebook, follow the Anything Goes podcast Facebook page. It just recently got up. Send the page a message and let me know what you would like me to talk about in the next episode. If, like I said, if you want it to be serious, we can be make it serious. If you want it to be another random shit talk episode, then so be it. I'm back, and I'm in this for the long haul. This quarantine, this virus, this pandemic is not going to stop us. Because we are forever immortal. So thank you everybody, anybody and everybody, for listening to this episode of the Anything Goes podcast. Be good people and stay safe during this pandemic. Good night, and I'll see you next time. Peace out.